This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. All right, get your seatbelts on. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALIO. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently, there's this headline where sexist men have psychological problems. Now, that should be a no-brainer. But it's not just men who are sexist. They're talking about macho men. And macho men, which a lot of us women like, we don't like sexist men. But face it, ladies, we like macho men. I love macho men. That Marlboro Man, MacGyver, Bruce Willis, these were macho men. I loved macho. Maybe not macho because that was 70s. Macho man. But what about our macho men? My husband's a macho man. He's not sexist at all, but he peacocks. You know, like whenever we come into a room and there's other men, he immediately stands taller, you know, and his muscles are out. We were just at a friend's house, and all three men were standing taller than I've ever seen them, and they're pushing out their muscles. I have never seen such peacocking. But for those of you guys who peacock, you know what peacock means. I guess peacock means we try to straighten your feathers and straighten your stuff so we women notice, and we're like, oh, please. Please. Although we women peacock all the time. Boy, do we. And we know how to do it. We aren't going to admit it. I'm not allowed to. Apparently, I don't know if you guys know this. I was pulled aside. It was a very, very dark parking lot one day. And a bunch of women pulled me aside. And they said, look, they called me a word. And I was like, oh, don't go there. And they were like, you're going to listen up and you're going to listen good. And I'm like, what? They're like, you're spilling our secrets. You're spilling our secrets all over. You are going to lose your PMS privileges. We are going to deflate your IUD. We are going to ban you from any lubricant ever once you're postmenopausal, so you can't have sex. And I'm like, look, you guys are threatening. I mean, I'll get the FBI. And they said the FBI was in on it also. So I was pulled aside and basically threatened. If I spilled all the beans on what we women do and what we women think on air. So I have to kind of work in code. Yeah, what's surprising is not that I would get threatened, but what's surprising is that women listen to the show. See, mostly guys listen to my show. I don't really have a lot of women to listen to the show. Guys usually do because women get so mad at me because I spill the beans. But I guess there's some spy, covert, CIA, WikiLeaks thing going on where somebody's listening to my show to see if I spill the beans about women. But anyway, so personally, I really dig the whole peacock thing, and I've peacocked my way. I have peacocked other women out of the room. So I remember once, oh my gosh, I know you guys look at me and you go, oh my God, no way, Dahlia, please. But there was one day of one year back in the 90s where I looked good. And I was sitting there talking to the guys. And I guess on the far end of the bar were all the girlfriends of these guys. And while I'm talking and making them laugh, I remember this, okay? And again, I'm not much to look at, but maybe it's because they heard their guys laughing and they never heard their guys make any sound ever because they were probably, you know, cold as ice. Anyway, so I'm sitting there just, I'm not trying to hit on anybody. I just would rather hang out with the guys and the girls. And I'm just kind of sitting there and I must have been making them laugh or whatever. And I look and I see a glimpse of 5 or 6 women staring me down. And I just ignore them, and I keep talking. And all of a sudden, they all come over, and they sit on their boyfriend's laps, and they come over, and they try to enter the conversation, and I leave. And boy, did I, and I gotta tell you, that table got quiet. I didn't hear one laugh the rest of the night. So, you know, ladies, if you want to bring it, bring it. Okay. I can handle all you all. I can take you all on. I really don't mind. I don't. I may be, getting into a fight after school today. You guys know I'm a professor, right? I'm a professor. I teach at Toro University. And there was a student fundraiser yesterday. This could get really, really ugly, guys. Okay, let me tell you this. And I just want to tell you, just in case I don't come back tomorrow, okay? Apparently the students. Remember I told you guys there's a bunch of different fundraisers you could do to make money, some real cool stuff, and one idea is a potluck? Well, these students, and I think they came up with it on their own. I don't even think I gave them the idea. They're smart kids. What they did is everybody brought a bunch of food, donated food to the club. And then they sold a plate of, like, turkey dinner for $5 to other students. There was a line out the door, and they're doing this to raise money for veterans. Well, I'm the student advisor for the student family medicine group, the ACOFP. But there was another group there, the pediatric group. And I guess the pediatric group is just as much involved. Well, the pediatric group has an advisor, and I don't know who the pediatric group's advisor is. But when I made the announcement to announce to everybody to come get the food, I only mentioned my club. I had no idea there was another club. I felt so bad. I had no idea that there was a second club involved. I thought they were all part of the club. How do you know? You got students running all over the place. How the hell do I know which club they're in? I mean, come on. Please. Do I really Snapchat with them? No, I don't know. So rumor has it that the advisor of the second club is a little grumpy. Now, I don't know if it's a female or if it's a guy, but I'm going to be at school today. And if they want to meet me out in the back, I will meet them out in the back and we will have it out. But I had no idea there was a second group and where the heck was that? I mean, what am I supposed to do? So I'll let you guys know how that goes. Remember in school how exciting that was when there'd be a fight in the back of school? You'd be like, oh, so excited. I mean, you weren't excited if you were the one that was supposed to get beat up on. But I was supposed to get beat up by somebody. Somebody was going to get Gina to do it. They weren't going to do it themselves. And Gina was known to kick people's butt. So I go to class, and this was the first day of school. And I sit next to this big, tall girl. And we hit it off right away and make her laugh and all that. And I'm like, look, you know, I actually need a hand. I may need you to walk with me. You know, after school, she's like, oh, I'm supposed to beat this kid up. I go, yeah, you're supposed to beat me up. She's like, oh, I'm not going to beat you up. No way. I was like, oh, I'm so lucky. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's get to some of the medical news before we start talking about what makes a macho man and why it's so bad for his health. Anyway, I know. Hey, that's a big headline. We got a lot of headlines. First and foremost, we got Turkey Day coming. And I guess Heinz is recalling cases of its gravy over mislabeling issues that could lead to a serious or life-threatening allergic reaction. I have never used Heinz gravy for my turkey. I mean, I must have used, I mean, maybe it's good. I never even thought that Heinz had gravy you could use. I thought your gravy was what you made from all the drippings of the turkey, right? I did, yeah. I don't know. Okay, so anyway, I had no idea. So anyway, Heinz makes that. And by the way, guys, I know there is a episode from years ago where I taught you guys how to make a turkey. And we will be playing that episode, if not today or tomorrow, where you guys can learn how Dr. Dolly makes a turkey. It's actually pretty entertaining. Okay, because I do it, obviously, with my medical background. So the FDA says jars of Heinz pork gravy might actually be the company's home-style bistro au jus gravy, which contains milk and soy. So they mislabeled the au jus gravy by labeling it pork. So that means if you're Jewish and you keep kosher, you couldn't buy it either. The labels on the pork gravy would not show that it contains the ingredients that would pose a problem to those who are allergic or sensitive to milk or soy. Consumers are being told not to eat the product that returns to the store where it was purchased for a refund or exchange. And there's the UPC code, etc. So I hope that all doesn't put a dent into your turkey making process. All right. Then we have a gentleman here in Philadelphia who was injured when his package that I believe was supposed to have an inhaler exploded. I guess a package exploded in a downtown Philadelphia. No, it wasn't like a phone or anything or an e-cig. They said a package exploded in a downtown Philadelphia apartment early Tuesday after a man opened the manila envelope containing the inhaler. According to Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross, the man received the package Monday evening and opened it early Tuesday, apparently believing that it contained an inhaler or another type of medicine. See, I don't know. Do you guys get your medicines in manila folders? I thought they come in boxes. How do you like you when you guys do your mail order? Do they come in manila folders? I thought manila folders are what the CIA or the bad guys give information to. Like, remember in Trading Places, the crops report was in a manila envelope? That's why I thought, that's what I thought, you know, because the manila envelope's opaque. Anyway, the package, he said, was target specific and that it included an actual device that was meant to injure. Other details about the advice are not immediately available. It wasn't clear if the police know or suspect who sent the package. The 62-year-old man, whose name has not been released, was hospitalized with hand and chest injuries. That's pretty scary stuff. Agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives worked to determine the cause of the blast that injured the man around 4:30 a.m. See, he's opening his mail at 4:30 in the morning. I don't know. As far as I know, there were no threats prior to this and no threats since. Police said the victim opened the package near the stove in the kitchen of the apartment he shares with a roommate, leading police to initially believe it's a roommate. No, I'm joking. Initially believe the blast may have been an accidental explosion caused by an inhaler getting too close to the heat. And inhalers, and I was going to talk about this, inhalers can explode. You know, it's, you know, contents under pressure, could be at the right place at the right time. But the damage from the blast was defined to the kitchen. So this was not an inhaler. An inhaler would not cause a blast that would, you know, cause that much injury to a kitchen. Broken glass, etc. So the victim was taken to Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, is in stable condition. We got the bomb squad on the case. U.S. Postal Inspectors and the city bomb squad were also working together to determine the cause of the blast. 10 residents had to be evacuated from nearby apartments, but were allowed to return after the bomb squad cleared other packages. The victim's roommate reportedly told police that the man often receives medical inhalers in the mail. Now, wait, okay, no. I mean, maybe he really is an asthmatic or a COPD, or that's okay. But I don't know, something is fishy. This sounds like a hit. Fox 29 News reported authorities do not believe the package was delivered by the U.S. Postal Service, and that it had a very old barcode on it. So this is creepy stuff. So for those of you going, all right, so look, I get inhalers in the mail. This is what I always tell everybody to do. You always have to prime your inhaler. And what I always teach my patients, and not because I expect anything to blow up, but what I always do is I tell them to hold the inhaler away from their face. And, excuse me, I got the hiccups. And by priming, or was that a burp? Was that a hiccup or a burp? I don't know. You know what? I'll know in a couple seconds, because if I get another hiccup, then it was a hiccup. If not, then it was a burp that I... Hey, you know what? I got to tell you guys, you have no idea the heroics I do to make sure I don't pass gas on air. And I don't really think you guys appreciate it. So if I do accidentally do a burp, can you please, you know, cut me some slack? Okay, so... Real quickly here, what you do is you hold the inhaler away from your face, spray it into the air twice. That primes it, that already lets you see it's not going to explode when you put it into your towards your mouth, and then it's primed and ready to go. You don't open up an inhaler and have that first squirt. You got to get it primed. Just like hairspray. You know with hairspray, when you first start to spray, nothing happens, or like with perfume, and then finally it gets primed up into the little, yeah, that's how you have to do it. Back in 2014, there was a study looking at an unusual case of an asthma inhaler exploding and injuring a man who was standing next to it. The research was published in the journal Surgery, and it reveals that the French man's inhaler was originally in his pocket, but it fell into a fire. The explosion forced the entire inhaler to become lodged in the man's chest and required surgery to be removed. That is some crazy stuff. The man relied on an albuterol inhaler for his asthma, carried it in his pocket like he should. However, when he was near a fire created to burn leaves, the inhaler fell into the flames. This created an explosion that allowed the inhaler to enter the man's chest. Hospital staff found the item was located between his liver and his diaphragm. Thank God he didn't die. That is scary. Doctors in France operated on the man to remove the object. They were like, wee wee. And it is believed that the 74-year-old recovered. Wow. So now there's a warning. Asthma inhalers come with specific instructions for patients and guidelines to avoid problems. One is to avoid fires because of the high risk of an explosion. An albuterol inhaler has contents under high pressure that could lead to injury. Manufacturers also warn patients to carefully watch temperatures before exposing the inhaler to more than 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, some of the summers in Phoenix, Arizona were 120 degrees. I remember my mom had to keep my brother's inhalers indoors at all times and make sure she didn't leave her purse in the car because of my brother's inhalers. They said patients should avoid puncturing the inhaler in addition to the usual warnings to follow the prescription and use only the medicine as directed by a medical professional. Some of you guys are like, who would be idiotic enough to punch a hole in their inhaler? Well, okay, first of all, people love gas. And I'm not talking gas. I mean, we're just talking about any sort of air and gas. Just like with a balloon. How many times have you guys wanted to pop a balloon? I love popping a balloon. Water balloons? Yeah. Okay, very, very fun stuff. Very fun stuff. And, you know, I think the reason why some people do this with inhalers is, you know how when you brush your teeth and you have toothpaste? And you have the tube of toothpaste, and you start running out, so you decide to go to the end of the toothpaste and start to work with it. I think some people think that if they poke a hole in their inhaler, they'll get some sort of a compartment with more medicine, and then they could suck on that. I don't know, it makes no sense. Gotta tell you, these inhalers are getting more and more expensive. That blows my mind. What do we use asthma inhalers for? Well, there's a variety of different types, but the most common one, the albuterol, is used to dilate the airways. The albuterol is a sympathomimetic, or a stimulant. So it could raise your heart rate, and it could dilate the bronchioles. Whenever you think of sympathetic or sympathomimetic or stimulant or adrenaline or flight or fright, think about when you had to run track. When you had to run track, you needed your heart to beat faster, and you needed your airways open in your lungs to bring in more oxygen. So that's kind of what that medicine does. And they found that that medicine in inhaled form or even oral form, though I'm not a big fan of oral form, helps dilate the airways in the lungs so you have more surface area in order to get oxygen. It's pretty cool stuff into oxygen exchange. And then you have other inhalers like steroid inhalers, anticholinergic inhalers that work in a variety of different ways. Steroid inhalers, you can't just puff when you need it. Steroid needs time to decrease inflammation. So steroid inhalers, you got to be on for a while, like about a week or two, for them to really, really work well. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know what? The 70s were cool. I know I was more of an 80s. I grew up more in the 80s, but I got to taste a little bit of the 70s. I got to see my mom and dad do the bump, sometimes, unfortunately, a little too much. And it was, I have to admit, they really knew how to party and dance. and make discotheques. I mean, what were they going to do? It was the 70s. Jimmy Carter was president. I mean, what, do you just, you know, sit in the back of your house and cry? I mean, you had to do something. And so I don't know. Yeah, I don't think the 70s, I think we give the 70s too hard a time. What else was good about the 70s? You had the electric company, right? The electric company. You had, what else did you have? You had Sanford and Son. You had, the Jeffersons. Well, we're moving on up. Oh man, there was like some really good TV shows. So I don't know. I think we give, from the 70s a hard time. We also give Macho Men a hard time. You know, once the Village People sang the song Macho Man, nobody wanted to be called macho anymore. You got to be very, very careful with that, okay? Just like, whoop, there it is. Yeah, nobody wants to say whoop anymore. What about Shake It Off? Nobody ever wants to say Shake It Off anymore because of Taylor Swift. So you do have to, you know, there is some responsibility. With great power comes great responsibility. So you got to be careful with, you know, how you choose your lyrics, because sometimes in those lyrics, you may think, okay, these are going to be very, very, you know, popular lyrics. After a while, like, no, we don't want it anymore because we're sick of the song. Okay, so why all this about Macho Men? Because there's a study, and it's very, very interesting, where people who are sexist, okay, so what is somebody who's sexist? Okay, well, I'll tell you after I finish my first thought, because this is going to really bother a lot of people, this next segment. People who are sexist are more at risk for psychiatric problems. And so men who are quote-unquote sexist are those with like a playboy-like attitude, you know, where they are more powerful than women, they are more masculine, they are, and I mean, I gotta tell you, I mean, they are more masculine than women, I mean, they have more hair than us. So I don't mind giving them that, but, you know, where they need to have more emotional control, maybe they act more violent, have more sexual promiscuity, they're maybe homophobes, narcissistic, that kind of thing. And so, you know, researchers looked at this, and they studied 20,000 men, analyzing how strongly they conformed to 11 typical ideas of masculinity. And they found that men who wanted power over women and had this playboy attitude were significantly more depressed than others. Those men were also less likely to seek mental health treatment. Why? Because they're so macho. The American Psychological Association said the findings should act as a warning to dispel the snowflake reputation afforded men's mental health treatment. I don't know what that means. Lead author Dr. Y. Joel Wong of Indiana University Bloomington said he was surprised by how strongly sexism and poor mental health were associated. It underscores the idea that sexism is not merely a social injustice, but may also have a detrimental effect on the mental health of those who embrace such attitudes. They say, in general, individuals who conform strongly to masculine norms tended to have poor mental health and less favorable attitudes towards seeking psychological help. I agree with that, and I'm going to tell you why. Dr. Wong and his colleagues conducted a meta-analysis of 78 research samples involving 19,000 participants. Each study focused on the relationship between mental health and 11 norms. So these were the desire to win, the need for emotional control, risk-taking, violence, dominance, sexual promiscuity or being a playboy, self-reliance, like I got this, primacy of work, importance placed on one's job, power over women, disdain for homosexuality, and pursuit of status. After recording each man's social attitudes, they looked at their mental health and whether they have sought treatment. The biggest drivers for poor mental health were the playboy attitude, the insistence on being self-reliant, and wanting power over women. The one factor that did not detrimentally affect mental health was primacy of work, prioritizing one's job. I guess primacy of work was not significantly associated, maybe because we don't know what the heck that means. They say perhaps, perhaps this is a reflection. Sorry, listen, I'm not going to pretend like I know what the hell I'm doing here, okay? If I don't understand what the hell the article's talking about, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't know what the hell it's talking about. Okay. Look, my job is to report the news. My job is not to understand it. Meanwhile, conformity to the masculine norm of risk-taking, they're starting to make this boring, isn't it, was significantly associated with negative and positive mental health outcomes, suggests that risk-taking could have both positive and negative psychological consequences. They say most of the studies focus on predominantly white males, which limited the study. However, there are some that focus predominantly on African-Americans and some Asian-Americans. Okay, so, women. All right, and guys. Guys and women. Okay, there's a couple things we need to talk about with this, okay? First and foremost, anybody who's a homophobe or a racist or sexist or whatever, yes, they're going to have issues because they're not going to be living in a society that allows that kind of stuff. We also find that those people who seem to be the most quote-unquote homophobic actually do have some homosexual tendencies. And the reason why they're lashing out and they're projecting is because they don't want to, they're in such suppression and repression that's how they are trying to cope with feelings they don't want to have. So, you know, whenever I see somebody that blatant about somebody who's gay, for example, you know, I talk to them about, you know, certain sexual encounters that they've had. This is, you know, as their doctor, talk to them about certain feelings that they've had. You know, have you ever had dreams? Have you ever had, you know, talk to me about this. You know, why you look like you're scared. You look like you're angry. Why are you angry? What happened? Were they molested? Were they, you know, so many times there's a deep rooted issue causing them to feel that certain way. Maybe there were mommy issues. I'm sure a Freud Freudian psychosocial psychiatric approach like the Freudian sort of psychology, you know, could get dig deep and see, okay, there was something that happened with his mom or with his sister, or with his aunt or whatever, you know, where did this deep rooted hatred or these deep rooted attitudes come from? Okay, now let's look at people that don't have the pre-existing issues, okay? And here they are, and they, let's say, want to play football. And they want to play football, okay? And the coach says, guys, we got to put a woman on the team. And the guy's like, what are you talking about? We got to put a woman on the team or we're going to be accused of being sexist. They're like, but if there's a woman on the team, if we accidentally hurt her, if we accidentally look at her, we're going to get in trouble. I, you know, keep her off so we can do what we got to do. No. We got to put the woman on the team. Or in combat, in these, in combat roles. Now again, I am for women playing football. I am for women being in combat roles. I think that's wonderful. But if the guys, right, think that is going to impair or unfortunately put them in a vulnerable position, okay, we need to take that into account. You can't shove equal rights to that degree down somebody's throat when they haven't had the time to logistically account for it. So, like, if your partner is a female and she can't carry you, she doesn't, you know, can't physically carry you, and you're hoping that you have a guy out there that can lift you and carry you, these are things that have to come into play. It doesn't have anything to do with equal rights or sexism, etc. So when you have certain people out there, like, for example, the breastfeeding in public, okay, we now allow breastfeeding to happen in public places, which, it's fine. I think it's a great thing, and it allows a lot of convenience for mothers. But when a guy is going to be accused of being perverted, and he has to basically fall all over himself trying not to look the other way because somebody's doing that in public, you can't damned if you do, damned if you don't. Okay, you can't do that to the average male. They're going to feel trapped. And so, unfortunately, sometimes you could see things blow. And, this is a topic we've talked about in a variety of different aspects, and it's a topic that still needs to be looked at with greater lengths. But we know some, you know, we know people that have, you know, mental issues will definitely act in certain ways that are not sociologically correct. So this all makes sense. But are we going to force people into this? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
All right, guys, we are for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right, so on breaking news, the Tennessee school bus driver charged in a wreck that killed five elementary school kids, allegedly asked the students prior to this fatal school bus crash if they were all ready to die. He was racing down a narrow road in Chattanooga, and John Anthony, I don't know if that's a misspelling, they have a Johnthony Walker. I don't know if it's John Anthony or Johnthony Walker was speeding, quote unquote, well above the posted speed limit, lost control of the bus before it flipped over and unfortunately wrapped around a tree. Police wrote in arrest affidavit, my daughter said right before the bus flipped, according to a mom who had lost one of her children, that he was speeding around the curb and asked them, are y'all ready to die? The mom had three kids on the bus, and one of them died. Walker, 24 years old, is charged with five counts of vehicular homicide for the deaths of five Woodmore Elementary School students, three fourth grader, a first grader, and a kindergartner. None of the children, four girls and a boy, have yet been identified. Family, of course, is being told. Another dozen students remain hospitalized Tuesday morning, six of whom are in critical condition. When you look at this, I mean, the bus looks like it cut in half. This is interesting. I'm looking at the picture. You see the tree. And, I mean, it's a good-sized tree, but it's nothing like you would see, like, back east, that's been around for hundreds of years. And it looks like the bus, it shred in two because of the top. I mean, I'm almost wondering if the tops of these buses aren't made with the same material as the sides. Because it looks like it rolled, hit the tree, and literally wrapped around it. And you wonder if this guy's an idiot, and this guy needs to really, really pay for what he did, but if he's convicted, obviously. But I'm wondering if they need to maybe take a look at how these buses are being made. I mean, this top of the, I know trees are strong, I get that, but it looks like the tree could cut a bus in half. Now, usually when a car hits a tree, yeah, the front end gets all, banged up, etc., but the tree doesn't slice the car into two. This tree literally severed this bus in half. Police have not said exactly how fast he was driving. The speed limit is 30 miles an hour. The 24-year-old driver also faces charges of reckless driving and reckless endangerment for the reckless nature of Mr. Walker's driving combined with his very high speed. He's being held on a $107,500 bond. Woodmore was open for classes Thursday morning and staffed extra consolers to support grieving students and staff. Any student who chooses to stay home was excused from class. Those who want to come to school, we want to reach out for help. We're going to help either way we can. The five slain children, obviously, like I said, have not been identified yet. So emergency responders needed almost 2 hours to get all the children off the bus. More than 20 were taken to the hospital. This is very, very frightening. Like with the German Wings pilot, you have somebody that goes through whatever screening process there is, gets behind the wheel, or gets into the cockpit, and then they decide to go on a death wish. I don't know if it's drugs. I don't know if this is planned. I don't know if it's Al-Qaeda. I don't know what the hell it is. But that's some scary stuff. And I really feel for those parents. I mean, you trust your kids with that school bus driver. That school bus driver has your kids in their hands. A lot of these school buses, they don't even have seatbelts. And could just imagine the damage and the devastation. So sad. Also in news today, Donald Trump says, his aide, Kellyanne Conway, there is no plan to pursue charges against Hillary Clinton, which I find very odd coming from him to say, because that's not, you know, he's a president-elect, and so I'm not sure, you know, I thought he was supposed to kind of be completely independent and away from all of this. But President-elect Donald Trump's administration will not pursue further investigations of Hillary Clinton related to her private email server or the Clinton Foundation. Now, I don't know if Trump is above the law in that respect. If she broke the law, she broke the law. And I understand presidents can pardon and all that. It's just, this was a little bit shocking that this happened prior to him taking office. Trump's former campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, said this is, or this is what she reported. She says, I think when the president-elect, who's also the head of the party, tells you before he's even inaugurated that he doesn't wish to pursue these charges, it sends a very strong message, tone, and content to fellow Republicans. That's what FBI Conway said, or no, that's what, I'm sorry, Kellyanne Conway said in an interview on MSNBC. She said at the second presidential debate in early October, Trump had threatened Clinton, saying that if I win, I'm going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation. Kellyanne Conway said Clinton still has to face the fact that a majority of Americans don't find her to be honest or trustworthy, but added that if Donald Trump can help her heal, then perhaps that's a good thing to do. She says, look, I think he's thinking of many different things as he prepares to become president of the United States, and things that sound like the campaign are not among them. So obviously this brings a lot of backlash, not only from Republicans, but even from Democrats who say, Trump, that's actually not where his, shall we say, his breadth of or his reach goes. And so it's very, very interesting, this quote-unquote locker up. Personally, if I was advising Donald Trump, I would say stay out of it. Okay, you got enough stuff to deal with. Right now, we're worried about the economy. You have millions of people not knowing what the hell to do with the Obamacare insurance premiums. They have to pick now, because Obama's still president, and they don't know what to do because they don't know if the fine is going to exist. They don't know. I mean, this is what we need to know. We need to know what is going to happen in that respect. When it came to Hillary, I would have suggested he just say, look, whatever the justice system wants to do is with them. That's not, my place. My place is right now to get my cabinet and start focusing on what we're going to be doing with the economy and jobs. Anybody who allegedly broke the law has to be dealing with authorities and let them deal with that. If they clear, they clear. If not, they're not. That's what I would have said. So a concern, obviously, with a statement such as that is if he backed off on what he said that he was going to do, and again, do we really need to beat a dead horse with this? But still, if he backed off there, is he also going to back off over the Obamacare? Is he going to back off on what he was going to do with immigration? And so, unfortunately, even though I've been, very impressed with some of his cabinet picks, and I think he's been doing, what he should over the last, 9-10 days or whatever it's been, I really wouldn't have gone there with this. Unless something was happening in the Clinton campaign threat, I don't know. We don't know. But again, this is odd. Anything that happens with the Clintons is odd. So something like this makes you scratch your head. Things that make you go, it's odd. So, obviously that's one of the big headlines here. And, we're going to move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are seeing skyrocketing numbers of young people going on Medicaid. We're going to talk about that. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.